Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Matt, thank you so much for everything you do. I mean, you work so hard for us in Wisconsin and for the country and the nation, really, too.
And thank the world. You, Gene.
And I appreciate it so much in your knowledge and the work you do, investigating what's going on, getting your resources. And I think it's fantastic. And I just want to say that. And also, all of your callers, it would be hard to list them because they're right on top of things. They look up sources, you know, that are, that people can trust. And I just want to say I'm so amazed with your show. My comment today is, we're living in the era of organized crime, and this is my opinion. Organized crime, from what I've seen in our state and in our country. And unfortunately, it's right in our face, but maybe that's fortunate too. But unfortunately, we have to watch lifetime of how our state and how our country is being the objects of criminals. And they're like an organized crime ring. You know, they got the Big Don, and then they got all of their little shoots out to all of their sub-leaders. And we have them in Wisconsin, too. And the lie is bigger than just anybody saying a lie. This is a big fraud. This is a big take of the people, and they're taking our tax dollars too to have that false investigation of the election in Wisconsin. I mean, how more fraudulent and how more criminal can you be to steal the taxpayer dollars when there was no evidence of cheating in our election? It amazes me. And then changing the laws, they're subjecting everybody to not be able to get to vote so that they can win and they can even empower themselves even more, because their donors are going to give them a lot more money, because guess what? Our environmental laws have been attacked. Private schooling, their big money payers are making all kinds of bucks getting money for their private schools. I mean, they've got a real big operation in Wisconsin, and they got an operation in the United States of America, and I'm hoping everybody wakes up, because we're the victims here. We're watching it happen, and there's not a golden thing we can do about it except get out and vote. But unfortunately, they own the radio stations. They're big buck donating people on our TV stations and radio stations, maybe not right in your face, but watch and pay attention to the ads. Watch your news stations. I've been documenting for a few years here, and it's getting worse and worse that we're not getting the information that we need to make good decisions. So thank you so much. I didn't mean to go on and on this morning, Matt, but thank you so much. It's alarming, and I love your woke. You got to wake up. And you got to get educated. And if you guys don't get out there, and especially you independents, you're number one this year. You're most important with your vote. Learn the things. Don't take our word for it. Investigate yourself. It's right in your face. So anyway, thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Gene. That was passionate as always, and some very, very good points. And and just to build on it, for those of you who are independents out there, and even good Republicans, but, you know, Republicans who care about Wisconsin, about our country. Everything Gene just said is very, very true. Voss is giving Gableman $676,000 of our money to conduct a fake investigation. You know, I've been voting, obviously, in Wisconsin all my adult life. And you go to the polls. I mean, how many clerks at the polls do you suspect of fraud? These are all very fine local people, frequently somewhat elderly people, Democrats and Republicans, who are just zealous about enforcing the law. And now they demand, you know, the one in my precinct demands to see my driver's license, even though I've known her for 30 years. She said, I got to see your driver's license. Okay. Then she goes, what's your address? She knows my address. But I tell her the address. They are scrupulously honest. And for Voss and Gableman to try to appease Trump by pretending they're not is criminal, in my view. And Gene talked about environmental laws. How about a 140,000 pig farm, a CAFO over in Crawford County, right on the Mississippi River? Concentrate animal feeding operation with very porous earth that's going to go right in the groundwater, all that waste. It did up in Kewaunee, 5,000 cow herd. They drink bottled water. They're drinking bottled water parts of Wausau. They're at Forever Chemicals in Marinette, Rhinelander, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Madison, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's on Lake Michigan. Marinette's up there in Green Bay and Lake Michigan. I mean, we're polluting because the Republicans and the Republican judges have kept control of the DNR under lame duck, even though Evers won the election. And this is the state of fighting Bob La Follette. Wake up. Pay attention. Come back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Mark?
Yeah, Jeannie hit it all the ballpark once again. That we have to stand up to these guys. I've started going to my school board meetings. Then if I catch somebody yarping about, well, we got to ban books and ban this, I go and I'm going to ask them, well, what the heck country did you grow up in where we're supposed to have freedom of speech in this country? Because that's the kind of thing that the Nazis did, and that people that wanted to suppress information did. I mean, that are we going back to the days of the Inquisition where they're burning heretical texts that would just basically science books? I mean, that these people just don't seem to get it, that they're leading to the decline of our they talk about loss of freedom, loss of freedom, loss of freedom. Well, what are the heck are they talking about? You know, freedom for who? I mean, that do we want to roll back the clock, you know, 50, 60, 70 years where, you know, that we roll back the Voting Rights Act and go back to the days when interracial couples couldn't marry because that's what some of these politicians are actually advocating for. I mean, that, and as you said, the media is basically controlled in this state by the right wing. I mean, that we have in Madison, the Fox station has like what, a 2-hour block every night of right wing news. It goes from Fox News to the Daily Mail to the News Desk or vice versa on that last one, which is just basically, you know, I've flipping through the channels. I just see it as some kind of right wing propaganda that they're preaching to the faithful, and these people just eat it up. They don't critically think anymore. I mean, these critical thinking is part of what we're supposed to be teaching our kids about. I mean, it's what I was taught when I was in school, how to actually think. I mean, not actually, you know, that's more important than actually some of the stuff, you know, the basic facts they teach, but how to think critically. And these people do not want to think critically. They want to just be told what to think, and they're happy doing that. And thank you very much.
You're making a lot of good points. And, you know, your passion and Gene's passion, I think, are right on the money. What's really coming out of this is, and ultimately, the house divided against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln said that. And right now, we're very, very divided. And Trump has been an instrument of division, but he's not the cause. I mean, he's an instrument. That is in the culture right now, and that's for the subject for another day. But for those who are independents or moderate Republicans out there, consider that we are the state of fighting Bob La Follette, Pat Lucey, Bill Proxmire, Les Aspin, some really historic people. We're a free state. We're a free state, and we want to say it's a free state. And there's a wing of the Republican Party that wants to essentially impose a form of American fascism. Going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I know you're on the line. I'll get to you soon. 844-967-2780.